Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass where we are examining my favorite question, what do I want? And I'm not kidding you, this is my favorite question because this is the question that started it all for me. When nearly 20 years ago now, I stepped back from my career at Goldman Sachs and began asking this question. Back then, not only did I have no clue of what I wanted, but I had even less clue about how to go about answering this question, let alone where the journey of asking this question would lead me. Back then, I hadn't thought much about any of these topics. I thought I knew what I wanted. I'd be at Goldman Sachs for the rest of my career. But when that changed, and I started thinking differently, I didn't know how to explore it, let alone how to come up with new ideas. And so over the course of 10 years, reading books, writing thousands of pages of notes, I discovered what I wanted. And I also discovered something much more. That the question itself was false. And this really hard question that many of us spend our lives trying to answer was actually answered very easily when you come at it a different way. We're going to be talking a lot about these topics in this masterclass because it really matters, doesn't it? As I often gripe, how many of us are living the lives we truly want? Really, how many of us are living the lives we truly want? How many of us have the careers we want? So many of us are working hard. But how many of us have our careers working hard for us? How many of our careers are truly creating the lives we want? If your career is your vehicle for your life, how many of us are driving in the right direction? How many of us are on track to get there? Having spent plenty of years exploring these topics, I've realized that many of us struggle here. There's a high-quality version of this question, and that's the one we're asking, what do I want? But the low-quality version, the even harder question is, what do I do? So many people find themselves trapped, stuck, in jobs that they don't want to be in, or worse, career tracks that have slammed into a wall. See, 30 years ago, it was the auto workers. The white-collar folks looked at those and said, well, you got to go get an education. Then it was the journalists. And basically, every profession these days is under threat. That expensive, overpriced education, in many cases, isn't worth the paper that it's printed on. Many of us find ourselves stuck in our careers, not knowing what to do. Just this week, I met with a hedge fund manager who described the last 10 years of his career as a sinkhole. His first 10 years in the hedge fund business, he did extremely well, made a lot of money, felt like king of the world and all that stuff. But anyone who's close to that business knows how hard it has become. And so sitting here today in his mid-40s, he's looking down the track, saying, I just don't know how I succeed at this anymore, wondering what else do I do? And of course, it's not just hedge funds. Many careers are under threat. Many people are struggling to figure out what to do. And that's the low-quality problem. The high-quality problem can be just as hard. Like a former client of mine, he had succeeded massively in his career, but he felt stuck. Should I retire? Should I not retire? If I do, what do I go do? These days, many people ask me about their kids. In high school, in college, in this world of change, they don't even know how to advise them anymore. What do you tell them? What do you go do? How do you even figure it out? And the old paradigms for choosing a career were woefully pathetic decades ago. Get a good job or follow your passion. Yeah, you just gotta find your purpose. What color is your parachute? You know what, though? Just read the book, Who Moved My Cheese? The answers are all in there. You know what you really need? To find your destiny. That's it, your destiny. Your purpose. You gotta find your purpose and your passion. You gotta live with passion. Just never stop looking for it. Maybe it's over there, underneath the rock. Go shake the tree. Shake the tree. Maybe your passion will fall out. Like Newton's apple and hit you on the head.
Of course, I'm playing around here, a little bit at least, but let's be clear. The advice is almost as bad as our marriage advice.
When you know, you know.
Okay, so what about all the people who got divorced? Did they not know, or did they know? And if you don't know, then what do? Do you keep dating? We need better answers, particularly in this modern world with rapid change, in a world of choice. We need better guidance. And we're going to be talking about all these topics in this masterclass. Focused on, how do you figure out what you want?